Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a retro rave framework in Ableton Live 12, and specifically, we're using what I like to call a fill warp to create old school jungle and DNB atmosphere energy without losing modern mix control. Now, when I say atmosphere, I do not mean just put a pad in the background and forget about it. In drum and bass, especially jungle, rollers, and darker throwback styles, atmosphere is part of the groove. It's the tension between the drums, the bass, and those short little moments that make the arrangement feel alive. A rave stab that bends, a vocal chop that gets stretched, a broken-up break tail, a ghostly noise wash that opens up right before the drop, that's all atmosphere doing rhythmic work. And that's the big idea here. We're not trying to make something clean and perfect. We're trying to make something that feels sampled, chopped, a little unstable, but still locked to tempo. That balance, controlled chaos, is a huge part of the DNB identity. In this lesson, we're going to build a reusable 4-bar retro rave atmosphere fill that you can drop into an arrangement before a drop, after an 8-bar phrase, or in the middle of a switch-up. It should feel like a mini-event, something that says, okay, something's happening here, without blowing up the mix. So let's start with the source material. Choose a short sample with character. That could be a rave stab, a vocal chop, a one-shot synth chord, a break fragment, or even a tonal noise hit. The important thing is that it has a clear transient and some attitude. You want something that's short enough to manipulate, but not so polished that it feels sterile. Drag it into an audio track and listen to it in context with your drums and bass. That part matters. A lot of people solo their sample, get excited, and then realize later it's fighting the sub or stepping on the snare. In DNB, the snare is usually the anchor. Keep that in mind from the beginning. Now warp the clip. This is where the vibe starts to emerge. If you're working with a tonal stab or a vocal, try Complex Pro. If it's more percussive, try Beats. And if you want it to feel especially sample-based and raw, repitch can be a killer choice. The trick is not to overcorrect everything. We actually want a little instability. That slightly sampled feel is what gives it old-school character. For Beats mode, try transient settings around 1/16th or 1/8th if you want the chop to tail to stay punchy. For Complex Pro, keep an eye on the formants and envelope. If it starts sounding too synthetic or too smooth, dial it back. Again, we are warping for groove, not perfection. A really useful move here is to nudge the start point so the first transient doesn't always land exactly on the bar line. Just a tiny offset can make the whole phrase feel more like a classic sampled edit than a modern grid-perfect loop. That little imperfection is often the secret sauce. Now we build the actual fill warp. Think in 1 or 2 bar phrases. You can copy the clip, split it, reverse a slice, move a fragment ahead of the beat, or stretch a tail into the next hit. One simple structure is this. The first part gives you the original stab or vocal hit, then a repeated fragment or reverse chunk comes in, then you get a stretched response, and finally a clean cutoff or filtered snap. That kind of internal movement keeps the listener engaged. It feels like the fill is evolving, not just looping. If you want to automate volume inside the clip, use clip envelopes. That can help little hits breathe without having to build extra tracks. But keep it musical. The more interesting the phrase shape is, the less processing you need later. At this stage, you're listening for contrast, not density. A great fill warp usually works because it briefly changes the listener's sense of space, width, or pitch energy. If everything is moving all the time, then nothing feels special. Now let's make it more atmospheric. Layer a second element underneath the main fill. This could be the filtered amen tail, vinyl crackle, crowd noise, a pad sample high passed into the upper mids, or even a resampled reverb tail from the stab itself. The point is to turn the fill into a proper atmosphere event rather than just a chopped sample. Put this on its own track or trigger it in a drum rack if you want it performance friendly. Then shape it with auto filter, reverb, hybrid reverb, and maybe a touch of saturator or a drum bus if you want it to sit more naturally with a break. A good starting point is to high pass the atmosphere somewhere around 180 to 350 Hz. That keeps the low end clean. In DNB, you really want to protect the kick and bass relationship. If the atmosphere starts clouding the low mids, it can make the whole drop feel smaller even if it sounds impressive on its own. A nice teacher tip here, if the fill sounds huge solo but weak with the full beat, that often means it's too big. In this genre, the best atmospheres make the groove feel larger, not busier. Now comes the movement. Automate your auto filter cutoff, your reverb dry slash wet, and, if you're using it, echo feedback or dry slash wet. You want the fill to open up over time. Start with the filter a little closed, maybe high passing or sitting in the lower mids, then gradually open it. Let the reverb increase toward the end of the phrase. And if you're using echo, save the strongest bloom for the last hit so it can trail into the drop. That last hit bloom is a classic move. It creates momentum without needing a giant riser. In fast genres like D&B, even small automation changes feel dramatic because there's so little space between the beats. If you want extra grime, automate saturator or overdrive on just the final hit. A little bit of extra edge there can make the transition feel more dangerous. Now let's make it even more jungle. Take a chopped break fragment and put it into simpler in slice mode. Trigger a few slices over one bar and layer that with your atmosphere fill. That gives you the classic hybrid feel, part melodic memory, part drum machine panic. Add drum bus lightly, maybe the touch of saturator, and keep the boom control subtle unless you specifically want extra weight. Again, watch the low end. High pass the atmosphere layers. Keep the sub reserved for the bass track, and check the whole thing in mono with utility. The kick and snare should still dominate the transient picture. If the fill starts competing with the snare, reshape the fill instead of just turning everything up. This is one of the most important mindset shifts in D&B production. Don't force the mix to accept a bad fill. Make the fill serve the mix. Once the idea is working, resample it. This is a huge Ableton workflow tip. Route the fill to a new audio track, set it to resampling or internal routing, and record the one or two bar phrase. Then trim that recording and warp it lightly if needed. Why do this? Because resampling locks in all those tiny interactions between timing, processing, and automation. That's where a lot of the personality lives. Plus, once it's audio, you can reverse pieces, pitch it slightly, render variations, and move faster in the arrangement. That speed matters. The more quickly you can commit to an interesting sound, the easier it is to build a track that feels cohesive. Now place the fill in context. The strongest spots are usually the end of an 8-bar phrase, the last bar before a drop, the end of a drum-only break, or a transition from halftime into full-time roller's energy. Think of it like a phrase marker. It tells the listener, we're leaving one section and entering another. A classic arrangement might go like this: 8 bars of intro groove, then bass comes in, then a variation and build, then your fill warp hits in the last bar, and then the drop returns full force. That's the whole game. Give the listener a brief destabilization before the impact. You can also use the fill as a call and response device. Let the drums say something, then let the atmosphere answer, then bring the main groove back. That makes the arrangement feel conversational instead of looped. Now group all the fill elements into a bus. Something like Rave Atmos or FillFX works well. On that bus, keep things gentle and controlled. Use EQA to high pass around 150 to 250 Hz. If the stab is poking too hard in the upper mids, make a small cut somewhere around 2 to 5 kHz. You can add a little glue compressor for cohesion, but only a couple dB of gain reduction at most. And if the tails are too wide, narrow them with utility. The overall goal is drama without clutter. The fill should feel exciting, but it should not steal the drop's impact. Let me give you a few pro-style variations you can try after the main build. First, try a reverse first version where only the opening slice is reversed. That gives you a pull-in effect without sounding like a cliché reverse sweep. Second, duplicate the fill and try a slightly different warp mode on the copy, then blend them quietly. That can create a hybrid texture that feels both musical and chopped. Third, duplicate the whole fill and transpose the second pass by 1 to 3 semitones, then filter it darker. That's a great way to create variation without writing a totally new idea. Fourth, on the final beat, do a tiny micro stutter. Just a short burst of repeats is enough. Don't overdo it. One small burst can add a lot of tension. And if you want a more haunted rave feel, build a dedicated return with echo, reverb, and a touch of saturator, then send only the fill into it. That gives you a consistent dark tale character across multiple fills in a track. Here's a useful ear check while you're working. Monitor at low volume. If the fill still reads clearly when turned down, that's usually a good sign that the balance of movement and tonal focus is right. If it disappears completely, it may be too subtle. If it takes over the mix, it's probably too wide, too wet, or too full in the low mids. Also, always check against the snare. In jungle and D&B, the snare is the anchor. If your atmosphere makes the snare feel smaller, don't just boost the snare, reshape the atmosphere. Let's talk about common mistakes for a second. One is over warping the sample until it sounds synthetic. If that happens, back off the correction or switch to a more sample-like warp mode. Another is using too much reverb across the whole phrase. In this style, the best move is usually to automate reverb just on the end of the fill, or send it to a return track. Another big one is making the fill too long. Most effective DDNB fills are 1 bar or less. Keep the tension sharp, and don't forget the arrangement context. A fill that sounds cool in loop mode might not actually work at the end of a real 8 or 16 bar section. Now for a quick practice challenge. In about 15 minutes, find one short rave stab, vocal hit, or break fragment, warp it into a 1 bar phrase. Add a second atmosphere layer with a high-passed break tail or noise pad. Automate filter cutoff and reverb dry slash wet. Resample the result onto a new audio track. Then place it at the end of an 8-bar DDNB loop and test it with drums and sub.